Welcome back, football fans. I am quite clearly at Anfield for this game right here. It is the biggest game of the weekend. It might be the biggest game of the season. Liverpool versus Manchester City. We're going to get into it right now. So before we jump into player stats and all of the team stats and put some potential bets together or just try and formulate an idea of how this game might go, we will take a look at the head-to-head data first. Now, in terms of the last 10 games between these two teams, seven of those have seen BTTS landing, seven of those have seen over 2.5 goals landing, and just four of those games ended in a draw. The previous game was a 1-1 draw. I remember a couple of 2-2 draws in recent-ish times in a row. Yeah, there we go. And I think that is the game that Salah scored that simply sensational goal, weaving in and out from the right side. Will he play this game? That is a big question. He came on, didn't he? Which I was surprised at. Surprised to see him come on in the Europa League. Why risk it? I mean, I think they were 4-1 up at the time, but hey, I'm not Jurgen Klopp. He also brought Van Dijk on at 50 minutes. And you're just thinking, do you need him in that situation? Do you really need him with this game on the horizon? But maybe that's Klopp's way of just keeping some oil in the tank, keeping things fresh, and we'll see if that helps Liverpool on Sunday. There hasn't been a 0-0 between these two since 2018, so that's the head-to-head data done. Let's take a look at the probability model, because there are some value bets to be had. So we have the probability model output here, and we can see over 1.5 goals, 87. Over 2.5 goals, 71%, which is about 1.41. And we can see here, using the odds movement tool, that 1.5 is the latest odds from Bet365. So that represents value, of course. One thing you can always be sure of when these two teams play is real quality. Even in that 1-1 game last time out, it's like watching two really, really good boxers fight, or two really, really good snooker players, you know, play each other, or darts, you know, whatever, enter individual sport here. There's just not much room for error. And usually, given how well these two teams have been playing, especially Man City, there isn't usually error at all. It's just a well-oiled system. You have to maybe have a moment of brilliance or hope that the game can become a little bit chaotic, which has happened for sure in the past in these games. So that's the first value bet, over 2.5 goals. And if we look at the probability model again, the home win, 39.67% for Liverpool. Now that is 2.53 as implied odds. And we can take a look at the home win on Bet365. It is threes. So again, that is value for Liverpool. And they are as low as 2.61 with some bookmakers, to be fair. And I mean, it's going to be a closely contested game. This is Manchester City we're talking about. And just finally, another value bet potentially is the double chance. We'll take a look at that. I think the odds were around 1.69 last time I checked, which again, protects you against the draw. 1.72 is the peak with Marathon. So 1.72 for Liverpool to win or draw at home. They are unbeaten this season at home in the Premier League. And this is their home form coming into this in general. So City away from home, 69% of games they have won. In terms of the goals, 2.15 and 2.85. So both of these teams scoring plenty of goals. Liverpool conceding just 11 at home. In terms of XG that Liverpool are creating per game is 3.04. For Manchester City, it is 2.46 away from home. And I just wouldn't bet against any of these sides scoring in this one. And if we just take a look at the goals scored, look at all games. It's not quite Arsenal, but it is still impressive. Five away in the Europa League. They scored against Forest, which is a bit of a tricky game for Liverpool. Three against Southampton, four against Luton, four against Brentford, three against Burnley. Don't get me wrong, these are teams you would expect them to be beating, but then under here, a couple of wins against Arsenal and Chelsea at home. They are formidable at home, Liverpool. I wouldn't bet against them, and I do like the double chance for that protection. We might throw that into the bet builder that we put together at the end of this video. And for Manchester City, they have scored 12 goals in the last three games. Not bad, is it? Kevin De Bruyne just finding his way. He came back in that Newcastle game and he was exceptional just in that short cameo. And I don't think he's been able to maintain it across all of the games. Don't get me wrong, he's been fantastic. Some unbelievable assists in there for Haaland. But I think what's happening and what Pep will be pleased by is that there isn't a reliance on KDB anymore, because you've got players like Foden absolutely stepping up to the plate. Foden's got a decent record against Liverpool off the top of my head. He's scored a few goals against them in recent years, so he could be one for certainly a shot on target or something. He's in superb form. You cannot start the Euros without Foden for England. That's just a bit of an aside, but I just think if we can create a team that has Bellingham, Foden, Kane, Saka, Madison, I know that it is tough to get them all in there. Maybe a topic for another video. So Foden's on fire, City are on fire, Liverpool are on fire, everybody's on fire. But who's going to burn the brightest, the hottest on Sunday? Let's take a look at Bet365 and see what markets are being offered. And we'll jump back and forth between the stats and the player stats and try and put something together. And remember, as I find this game, that you can add your predictions into the comments. You should add your predictions into the comments. You can help everybody else out, give your opinion. And you'll also automatically be entered into a draw to win Odd Alerts Pro. So the first thing that I'm going to put in my bet builder is Liverpool or draw. Now, I'm sure people will disagree with this. I've said on many videos before, these individual Premier League preview videos, you've got to accept that there's going to be bias in anyone that does these kind of videos, because we all watch the Premier League so much. We all have our favourite players, our favourite managers, our thoughts on certain teams and how they play. I don't dislike City by any means, but I really do think Liverpool have got a great chance of winning the league this season. There is something happening at the moment there where they are just blowing teams away. They are having so many shots on goal at the moment. I'm not quite sure what has changed since the start of the season, because they struggled. I think as that midfield has gotten more comfortable playing with each other, Van Dijk's obviously playing out of his skin. Even Alisson being out, they've dealt with it superbly. We'll jump back now to the site to take a look at shots and stuff like that, and then we'll look at cards and the referee and just try and formulate an idea for what might happen in this game. Let's look at the last 10 games for both teams in terms of overall form, and the shots for each game, Liverpool averaging 20. If we look at the home form, it goes up to 25 shots per game. If we put this to the away form for City, it does drop to 17, which I imagine is still well above the average for the rest of the world, to be honest. So listen to this. I've just got this up in the database. I'll put it up on screen, and I will also build it into that results tab soon. But home shots for Liverpool at home. This is, you know, in reverse chronological order. 18 against Southampton, 29 against Luton, 25 against Burnley, 28 against Chelsea, 29 against Norwich, 21 against Fulham, 34 against Newcastle, 13 against Arsenal. That might be one that's a bit more relevant for us in this particular game. So they had 13 against a very well-organised, very well-drilled Arsenal team with Saliba and Gabriel. And then 29 against West Ham, 34 again against Man United, 26 against Fulham. You get the idea. And if we just jump back to Bet365 here, total shots for them to have over 9, which they have in every single one of those games, gets this up to evens. You could just take it down one shot as well and get 1.86. What is your confidence here, given that I've just reeled off those stats? What I'll do now as well is look at how many shots City have faced in their away games across the same period. So here is City's, and it does make for interesting reading, because the last couple of games, away at Luton and away at Bournemouth, they conceded 14 shots to Luton and 13 to Bournemouth. So those teams, they had a go, didn't they? 4 to Copenhagen, which is quite understandable, and then Brentford to 9, and just 1 shot against Spurs. That was at White Hart Lane, wasn't it, where Spurs just didn't turn up. I think that was the FA Cup tie. 12 against Newcastle. So, yeah, Liverpool much better than some of these teams in this list, and 14 and 13 for Luton and Bournemouth. I don't think Liverpool are going to hold back in this game at all. I think we'll see more of the same. So with that, we jump back, and I'm going to go with 9.5. Let me know what you think about that. Feel free to adjust this in any way, shape or form. I'm quite keen to put across that I'm not a tipster here. I'm trying to just show you what I would do, show you the thought process, and ask you some questions as well, because a lot of people in the comments are just like, just give us tips, you know, we don't want anything else, we just want tips spoon fed into our mouths directly. And you know, that's not what I'm going to do. I want to sort of open a discussion with you, if that makes sense. So Liverpool or draw, and over 9.5 shots for Liverpool. As things stand, that would win, and we don't need a certain number of goals. It can be a 0-0, but a well-contested open 0-0. I don't think it will be, but it could be. Let's look at cards then, because this one is sure to be filled with cards, I imagine. I mentioned on a previous video that the second round, or, you know, second leg, sorry, of any knockout game in the Champions League or Europa or whatever, especially if the first leg has been tight, is a great place for cards, because they're going to just give up tactical fouls. You know, if there's 20 minutes left and it's 1-0, you're taking a yellow card instead of a potential goal, because this is so big, this game. And when it gets to that last sort of 30 minutes and it is tight, if it's tight, you will see some tactical fouls from both of these teams and substitutions made for the players that have made those tactical fouls and all that. And I think it all leads to cards, to be honest. The referee is Michael Oliver. We can see his combined form here, 3.56 cards per game. If we just look at his Premier League form from this season, it is a bit higher in terms of the average. I'm finding that quite a lot. Some of these referees, when they go to other competitions, they don't give out as much cards as they do domestically. 4.17 for Michael Oliver, 4 red cards. In terms of booking both teams, 15 out of 18, so 83%. He's booked the home team in every single game that he has officiated. But in terms of averages, the away team has seen slightly more. Over 3 cards in 67% of his games. And we'll stop looking at the referee. You can look at the individual fixtures, and there are more data points as well down here. But we'll just take a look at the actual card stats for both of these teams. Important to do that as well, not just look at the referee. Although looking at the referee to back up this data is important as well. So in terms of receiving a card for just 77%, I would say that's quite low. We'll check that in a moment. In terms of opponents receiving cards, this is where you get the higher values for these teams, because they've, you know, got the ball a lot. They're very tricky, very direct. If De Bruyne's running through, you're going to take him down. If Haaland's running through, you're going to try and take him down without getting a red card. You might just bounce off him like Branthwaite did the other day. Van Dijk against Haaland, that's going to be a good one, isn't it? A good little battle. There are a few battles all over the pitch. Maybe we can detail that in the next section, but let's continue with cards here. Average first half cards received, much lower than second half cards, as you would expect. If you've watched any of these before, I like to just add in over 1.5 cards in the second half, because it's such a common thing. And for these big games, I'm sure that unless there's a horror tackle, the referee will be wanting to keep his card in his pocket. 85% then in terms of second half cards for City's opponents away from home. The second half goals as well, Manchester City 92% this season away from home, 85% for Liverpool. Interestingly as well though, the first half, just 23% of games have seen 0-0 at half time. Liverpool have scored a second half goal in 85% of their home games this season. Okay, let's jump back to Bet365 then. And I think we'll create a bet here for the sort of stuff in game shots, goals, whatever, and then we'll do a separate one for the players, because I think throwing players is a lot more risk, to be honest. So we'll do that as a separate one, and we'll do a couple of players, maybe a shot and a foul or something like that. So I'm gonna add in over one card in the second half, and I believe one of those cards will be for Liverpool. It's a good way to just beef it up a little bit. It doesn't add much, but you know, every little helps, as Tesco says. I'm going to add in as well, City to score in the second half. Now, I'm cautious of adding too much to this, so I'm going to leave that one there, 4.5. So Liverpool to win or draw and have 10 shots or more. Again, you could bump that one down potentially now, and I might do that just to eliminate some of the risk. Over one card in the second half, as the game is potentially going away from one of the teams, I think Liverpool will get a card regardless of if they're winning the game in that point or losing the game in that point. If they're winning, I would also be looking at the keepers, whichever side is winning, to get a card for sure. And City to score in the second half, because they have in 9 out of the last 10 games that they've played. Started slow-ish against Manchester United, didn't they? And now this is another massive game for them. And no doubt City will not want to lose this game. So we can put this down, or we can take the shots off. I do still think Liverpool will pepper in the shots here. So we could take this to 4.33 if we add this in. But for me, 4s is good enough. If you can eliminate the risk, and you know, it's marginal, isn't it, at this point, whether you add that or not. So that for me is pretty good. I'm happy with that. Now let's look at some player data. And as always, What do you think about this? What would you change? Do you think City will score in the second half? Do you think there won't be that many cards in this game? I can't see it personally, but let us all know in the comments and you'll automatically be entered into a draw to win Odd Alerts Pro. So for this section, we'll be using the player search tool. Now, if you've not used this, it does what it says on the tin. And 5,790 players found for the next few days for games that have booking markets and stuff like that available on Bet365. So you don't have to worry about that. Every game you see here will have some form of card markets available. So we can see now, ranking by fouls, we get a few midfielders. We get Conor Gallagher, who is playing against Newcastle. That's an interesting one. He is really, really low odds for a foul most weeks. Type man to get Manchester City against Liverpool. We've got Man United Everton as well. We could throw that into the mix. In fact, let's just do it. Let's just throw that in as a bonus. And we have Endo Fernandez. And then we have Onana and Rodri. So in terms of fouls committed per game, and the substitute out percentage, that's important. So Endo, if we look at the fouls committed, he committed two fouls against Sparta Prague, two against Chelsea in 120 minutes, 1-2-4-1. And his last Premier League game before the Asian Cup was against Newcastle, and he committed three fouls. So this is the thing with the markets here, 1.14. It's not worth it for me. Over two fouls, again, you're being dictated by the odds there, because I wouldn't put on over two fouls. I think that's too risky. Yeah, let's leave Endo, because even for tackles, he's you know, he does quite a few tackles on average per game, but it's not worth it. So I've just reset the list and I just want to look at shots on target. We're going to sort all the players from the City and Liverpool game: Haaland, Salah, Foden, Nunez and Alvarez. So those four, I mean, take your pick from those four. I think Salah will start given that he came on. Foden is another one, and Nunez I really do fancy for a shot on target. It's 1.4, so obviously the bookies also fancy that. Salah at 1.53, Diaz 1.9. I'll tell you who else I fancy as well. Where is he? Conor Bradley at right back, getting up and down that wing. I think there's potential for him to get in some interesting areas, as Trent did in the game before. Was it Trent that scored in the 1-1? You know, weaving in and out, edge of the box, good finish. So Bradley, I do like. You can maybe take that as a single. Let me know what you think. Let me know who you think out of this list. I think it's out of a few, isn't it? I am going to go with Mo Salah, because there's obviously the advantage of penalties with Salah, 1.53. I fancy Nunez more than anybody, but at 1.4, not quite. We'll pick a player from each team. How about that? And in the comments, let us know who you would pick. So Foden, for me, is on fire. Absolutely on fire. But I do fancy De Bruyne in this game to get a bit of space in the middle. Doku is one that I like from this list, coming in off the left against a Liverpool team that will leave space. I think that'll be the aim, to get it to Doku, to get it to Foden, for them to cut inside and create chaos, as I'm sure they will at points in the game. I think for me it's a toss-up between Doku, De Bruyne and Foden, but I think there's probably more value in Doku. So I'm going to go with Doku and Salah for shots on target. So 3.25, that takes us to. There we go then. 3.25 and fours, was it, the previous slip? Let me know what you think about all of the stuff we've looked at in this video. What do you think the score will be for this game? And just get involved in the comments. Any comment will be entered into a draw to win Odd Alerts Pro. And I hope you enjoy the weekend, and I hope you enjoy this fixture.